politics in Britain is still extremely clubbish. The way to emerge as somebody regarded as a significant potential member of parliament is to be part of a club which is almost always masculine. You get a few women in clubs, but the club structure is very much a British attitude, I think. Secondly, in my view, there is the fairly obvious failure of the bigger businesses to take women seriously. I think the government is right to campaign strongly about more women in the boardrooms. I don't know whether they'll be successful. But when you get a FTSE structure where 14% of the boards have women on them, and that figure is probably less as you go into the more kind of financial and economic aspects of the market, that really is very poor, and it isn't very sensible for business itself. So it says something about the smallness of the groups from which the leaders emerge.